Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you once again today as we hear more from Bob Stallman of AFBF in just a moment.
Dad, what's the census?
Oh, that's my 2007 Census of Agriculture form. I need to fill it out and send it in by February 4th, which is right around the corner.
Why do you need to send it in?
Well, the Census of Agriculture collects information from all U.S. farmers and ranchers. And this is our chance to show how important we are to the rest of America. Our answers can actually change our lives.
So, this census is really important, right?
Yes. It gives farmers and ranchers like me the chance to make a difference. This information helps make a better future for all of us. And your future is very important to me.
The census helps our whole family.
It also helps our community.
And they have a website.
Oh, well then I can fill in my census online. Would you like to help?
I guess, if it helps my future.
Our future. What's that web address?
www.agcensus.usda.gov.
Okay, I'll race you to the computer.
The War Against Animal Agriculture by the animal rights groups and the vegan groups and all of that, very real indeed, according to Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau. And he says, this is an issue that's not going away. We're going to have to devote more of our resources to it as time goes on.
Given the severity or with which I view this issue, or the danger that I think the livestock sector is in from these attacks from animal welfare activists and groups who, regardless of what they say about we only want this in this state or we only want this particular sector to do this, their ultimate goal, and make no mistake, their ultimate goal is to prohibit the use of animals for food or for work. They would only allow animals as companion pets, and most of them want to give them rights equal to humans in that context too. That is dangerous for the U.S. livestock sector. We're engaged. We've committed significant resources to help fight this. We can fight the regulatory and the legislative side, the marketplace side, where the activists have really been successful, where they attack companies' brand value if they don't adhere to certain things. That's more difficult because we've always said that whatever our buyers want, that's what we're going to provide. But at least we can take them on in the legislative and regulatory arena and try to slow this down and hopefully wake up consumers. You know, consumers like bacon, eggs, their fried chicken, their hamburgers, and by gosh, that good steak in the evening. Our country is not going to become vegetarian, so the meat's going to come from someplace. And I think our consumers would prefer it to come from the U.S. as opposed to some other country.
Who's going to take care of an animal better than a U.S. farmer?
Well, absolutely. We tend and work with those animals every day. We use professional veterinarians to guide us in that process. A lot of these activists have never been on the farm with an animal or raised an animal. So, you know, they don't know anything other than, you know, what they're regurgitating in terms of philosophy. And that's unfortunate. But we're going to have to make that case to our consumers in this country.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman. Also talk with Bob about livestock feed cost and what sort of message does he have for his cattle producers right now feeling this pain?
Well, I are one, as they say in Texas. You know, I raise cattle, and I understand that dynamic fully. We're in a transition period. That's what I tell them. If you just give crop producers a little time, given these high crop prices, we'll provide enough feed for you. Don't worry about that. My thesis is if you let the marketplace work, your needs will be met. Now, in this process, if we're at new higher price plateaus for feed costs, at the same time, consumers are going to end up paying a little bit more for meat to help offset that too. So all of this balance has to come into play. It's not there yet. We're in a transition. But I think if you let the marketplace work, the balance will be back.
Farm Bureau's Bob Stallman. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 Hereford and 50 Angus bulls, complete with EPD information. They've got 60 spring calving bred Hereford and Angus heifers on offer as well. Van Messner and his family invite you to give them a call for more information, 580-837-5532. The Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 2nd. Call for information, 580-837-5532. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.